Hey everybody, welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions, another wonderful episode with myself, Chris McCabe, coming to you from Seoul, South Korea, and Leah McHugh. Leah, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Chris?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Been a good week here. I was at Seller Kingdom Conference, Amazon sellers, a couple hundred of them based, I guess, not just here in Korea, but also from the United States and other places. And that's been a rewarding experience. Met with a lot of health and beauty brand owners, of course. Korea, the land of health and beauty and skincare products and all sorts of wonderful things. Also, home and garden and pet brands and a few others. Good range of people from some newer, smaller brands to some established larger brands. They have kind of the gamut here. So I got to speak with people with all sorts of degrees of experience with Amazon. The good news is I spoke to people who are very serious about having everything together and everything in order in terms of compliance and in terms of appeal strategies. I know a few of them had listings taken down, but they loved the part of my presentation about like creating process around appeals and not just trying stuff and creating SOPs and tweaking SOPs. So very process oriented. And it's just great. You know, we go to these different events and we always talk about which ones are worth it and which ones aren't. But the questions I got from the audience, whether it was while I was on stage or afterwards, were great. Very thoughtful.
Was the focus on the U.S. marketplace?
Yes. I wasn't sure before I got here if it would be a little bit of Europe, a little bit of Japan, a little bit of U.S. We talked about the U.S. almost entirely.
So every, it is the largest marketplace still?
Yeah. But I mean, you never know if people are going to dip their toe, you know, maybe they'd start with Japan and then see where it goes. I mean, Japan has less competition, but a little bit more complexity. That's what one feedback I got.
Yeah. I mean, didn't hear, getting the products into Japan is a whole thing.
Didn't hear a lot of talk about the UK and Europe. Some of them are active in those marketplaces. It just wasn't their main focus. In terms of the US, they're acutely aware that they have to kind of, and other speakers address this as well, they have to stay on top of their Chinese manufacturers and have their compliance documentation in order.
Are they mostly manufacturing in China?
A lot of them are, yeah. Oh, interesting. But, I mean, I even wondered like, well, it's a shorter trip for you. So do you go more often? I mean, I didn't get the sense that they necessarily do, but they're aware, and I harped on it at my presentation, you need invoices that will be accepted. You need a real looking website for the supplier. You need to scrutinize compliance documentation more now than ever, right? That's going to be a major thing for the rest of this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I tried not to make it too somber, but they seem to already be on that page. So I didn't have to push that concept.
Well, also just, I mean, importing any sort of FDA regulated product into the US is more difficult if you're not from the US. So I'm sure they're already dealing with more complex compliance than most US-based sellers.
And it was also interesting coming here the week after the Accelerate show in Seattle. I think some of these sellers are more likely to go to Seattle for that in 11 months. And some of them maybe will go to the Prosper show as well. We talked about the Prosper show a little bit. So they're definitely serious about it. And I think it's because they realize how many gains they can make versus health and skincare products or beauty products from other parts of the world, I assume, or other parts of Asia. So that was good. And this is just an awesome city. I don't know how many people have been to Seoul. I recommend it. There was a cat cafe I went to that was like the size of a football field. I haven't seen that before.
Wow.
Maybe that's an exaggeration. There were a lot of cats and lots of furniture to sit on. And I think global selling's the thing, right? Amazon wants everyone from all over the world to be selling. They realize they'll be selling in the US primarily, but selling in as many marketplaces as possible. And that's created friction when sometimes they open marketplaces for you in regions that you didn't know you were selling in.
Like Brazil.
Yeah. I had a couple of people tell me that, you know, Amazon started opening up accounts for me, which of course, if you somehow fail registration or you can't verify to the satisfaction of that region, then it could impact other accounts. So we talked a little bit about that, but it's going to be interesting to see how this event evolves. It's the second conference they've done here, but they'll do another one next year.
I mean, it sounds like they had a great turnout, a few hundred sellers.
A couple hundred. Yep. And also the follow-up, I had people who approached me and asked me questions. And this happens after I speak anywhere, but they're really big on LinkedIn. They'd shoot me a message there or email me kind of within like a day of the end of the conference to follow up. So good communication, which was refreshing because a big chunk of my presentation was about communicating with Amazon and how Amazon keeps changing its mind about what they want from you, right? Whether it's an appeal, whether it's documentation. Don't you see this where sometimes they say, send us greater details? And it's like, what do you mean greater details? You asked me for compliance documents. Does that happen with you?
Sometimes. More often, I'll get asked for compliance documents that don't exist. Provide FDA approval for this cosmetic product. The FDA doesn't approve cosmetic products, so I'm not exactly sure what you would like me to say.
Just winging it. And we talked about that. How to react, which can be another episode, but how to react when Amazon keeps changing its mind about what they want. And an appeal, which hearkening back to Amazon Accelerate, I had a chance to talk to people in person about that. Like the account health reps don't have a ton to say even in person about it, but they are aware that people are being asked for A, B, and C on one call and X, Y, Z on another. And how confusing that is.
They're also increasing the requirements for a lot of things. And I think we talked about this on a previous episode, or you and I just talked about it privately. I'm not entirely sure. But we talked about how the longer they ask for documentation, usually the more strict they become on that documentation. And I have noticed recently, particularly with related account suspensions, whereas before they were just asking for copies of like employment contracts and termination letters, now they're asking for notarized versions of those. So we do see them kind of across the board as they ask for things. The longer they ask for them, the more requirements they add for the documentation that they're asking for.
I assume the notarization requirement came in because people kept faking termination documents.
Or making up employees,
Making up employees that don't exist. I can't tell you how many people ask us, can I just fabricate a person, fire them, blame that person, and then take the dispute appeals path?
Especially interesting when they're accused of fraud, because I'm like, you're going to counter an accusation of fraud
with more fraud.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, this is the new Amazon. The lay down the law presentations don't necessarily go over that well with lots of audiences of sellers. I think here they were more receptive to it just because they're so serious about protecting their brand after putting so much time and effort into it and staying out of trouble. And also a recognition that today's Amazon, the, 2025 Amazon you'll be experiencing soon, is one of, if you can't appeal this to prove that we should let you be a seller and trust you, then we don't trust you and we don't want you to be a seller. So I didn't get a lot into the dispute path appeals and escalations. We talked about escalations a little bit. But definitely serious sellers want to do it the right way, want to put the time into it and protect their investment.
Awesome. That's what we like.
Yeah. We like to hear things like that.
Great excuse for us to go to Korea next year.
Yes. Yes, to go up to the border with North Korea like I did yesterday, which was definitely interesting. Amazon is not huge in North Korea, so.
Yeah, I imagine that would be hard to do for.
Well, no, it's also good to go to events where there's interesting historical and cultural activities you can do, not that far from where the conference is without going hours and hours.
Are you saying Seattle doesn't have interesting cultural activities?
No, I mean, you could go to Mount Rainier. I mean, I would, there's great things north, south, east, and west of Seattle to do. You can go to the coast, you can go to the mountains, you can go to the peninsula, but it's all 2.5 hours minimum drive time. I don't know how many kilometers the border is, or not the border, but the demilitarized zone in northern South Korea. It's not that far.
Okay.
I was home by dinner. So
cool.
Yeah. It's a good change of pace. Well, because otherwise you get into the cycle of what's happening in Austin, what's happening in Vegas. I'm guilty too. Are there conferences in New York? Are there conferences in Seattle? It's just nice to kind of mix in some other perspectives on the Amazon.
Yeah, I always enjoy
selling experience.
Ones.
Yeah. And by the way, I do encourage people that I meet internationally to go to the US ones. They're not going to go to all of them, small, medium, and large.
Every single week.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think the people I met here realize how many conferences there are in the United States, but maybe the smaller ones they wouldn't really attend anyway, unless it was for their product category, right?
But well, that's a little bit different. Those usually aren't Amazon specific.
So given that I've touched on compliance issues, before we close, is there any, you know, based on the trends you're seeing, we're already seeing appeals queues begin to rise in terms of volume. Is your message just kind of similar to what I was telling people here? Scrutinize your compliance documentation from your manufacturer early and often, and definitely before you submit it to Amazon. Is that the gist of it?
Well, I want to do an entire episode on this because it's quite important. The one sentence version is, any lab test that you personally have not ordered from the lab, you need to be verifying the authenticity of with the lab directly. Don't just trust that whatever testing you're getting from your manufacturer, your supplier, whoever, is real and unaltered. Make sure that you are verifying that it is real and unaltered with the lab that did the testing.
It's going to keep coming up. And also this whole idea of Amazon wants a document, we don't have it, we're going to like make one up. Just don't do that. Amazon's
going
to verify.
Like a self-issued document, because there are some documents that you do self-issue. So you do have to make those. But yes.
Yeah. So it's a hot topic globally. It's not just in the US. People are paying close attention to the fact. And again, fodder for another episode that we can tease. But I think the reason is because sellers who have just been kicked off and aren't getting back on are taking to the social medias of the world to say, What do I do? And it's similar to the ones, the growing group of people who violate the bundles policy, who got suspended, didn't get reinstated, formed a group around it. The ones who were suspended for unsuitable inventory, the resellers who were found to be sourcing from suspect suppliers, large group of people not getting reinstated. I mean, this is kind of how it's going to be. There are going to be groups of sellers that are given no path to appeal. So get it right the first time. We'll do your compliance documentation topic next week if you want.
Yep, I would like that.
All right. So ending on that note, so long from Seoul, and we'll catch you again soon. Thank you.